Masechet Kelim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yudal. The world was created in 6 days. Here we'll say that things created on certain days can become tameh, and things created on other days of the week cannot become tameh. Mishnah says, "V'yesh bema shenivra b'yom rishon tum'ah." There are utensils made on the first day of creation, which was shamayim va'aretz, the heavens and the earth, that could become tameh. Utensils made from the earth, like an earthenware vessel or metal, which are made from the ground, which come from the ground, can become tameh. Basheni in bo tum'ah, but was made on the second day, the sky, there's no tum'ah, there are no utensils made from the sky. Bashelishi yesh bo tum'ah, on the third day of creation, the trees, there is tum'ah, wooden utensils can become tameh. Barevi'i u'bahamishi en bahem tum'ah, was made on the fourth day and the fifth day. Fourth day, the sun, moon, and the stars. And the fifth day, the birds and the fish, there is no tum'ah. Utensils made from fish or birds are tahor, like we learned in the last Mishnah, anything from the sea is tahor. Here we're saying that applies to the sky as well. Anything made from birds would not become tameh as well, remains tahor. This does not follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that the kelev hayam, which is the sea dog, or kelev hamayim, the sea dog, which we said possibly is an otter, is treated like a land animal, and because it runs away from danger, so according to Rabbi Akiva, birds as well, which would spend time on land, also are considered like land creatures and could become tameh. So Rabbi Akiva would disagree. He would say anything that spends some time on land could become tameh. And chutz mekenaf ha'oz ubetzat na'amit ha'msuper, utensils made from the wings of an osprey and utensils made from the coated shell of an ostrich egg are exceptions to that rule. Even though they are made to be in the sky and they're birds, they do have the ability to become tameh on a rabbinic level. Hachamim said that the wings of an osprey, utensils made from the wings, are able to become tameh because they can be confused with bones of land animals. They look similar. They also decreed on a container made from the egg of an ostrich that was coated to make it stronger could become tameh as well, because the ostrich egg is very strong, and even without the coating to make it stronger, it'll last. It has durability. So kal vachomer, even more so, it has durability now that it's coated, as opposed to other eggs. Other eggs, they only get strong with coating, so therefore there's no kiyum to them, and therefore Hachamim did not make the decree on other birds, which are not durable at all. Amar Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri, Manishtana kenaf ha'oz mikol ha'kenafayim, says Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri, why is the wing of an osprey different than all other wings? There's no reason the feathers of other birds should be different. Like the rabbinic decree was said with osprey feathers, so too it should be said with the feathers of other birds. According to Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri, the feathers are commonly used to make utensils, and therefore the decree should apply to all of them. So as opposed to what we said earlier, that the feathers and the bones of ospreys look like animals, they may be able to look like animals, according to Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri, that should apply to all types of animal or bird types of utensils that are made, and the decree should apply to them as well. Any utensil made from items that were created on the sixth day, which are land animals and man, is tameh. If a utensil was made with skin and bones, they have the ability to become tameh.